the grandson of the famous Dennis Compton must cause comment. Do you feel you have to live up to that name?
No, not really. I think I just feel proud of the association I have and the family legacy. I think it's something that I look fondly upon, and I've been very lucky to, you know, try and forge in some of his footsteps, I guess, here at Lord's.
You were born in South Africa. How did it feel when you heard you were chosen to be playing back there as part of England's Test squad?
Oh, just delighted, excited to go back to a place I know well and grew up and spent a lot of time, you know, dreaming about being an international cricketer.
You've represented England in many Test matches. Have things changed in the way cricket is played?
Yeah, it has. It's become a lot more forward-thinking in terms of the stroke play. But in saying that, Test cricket still remains 5 days long, and it's a good challenge of both your mentality, your emotions and your technique, and I don't think that's changed.
Did you feel pressurised when you opened the batting for England?
Yeah, I think you always feel a certain amount of pressure whenever you open the batting for club or country, but I, of course it's the most difficult time to bat, and it takes a good technique and a good control of your emotions to make sure you get through those first few overs, because that's when the bowlers are most fresh, the ball's new, and the conditions are difficult. So it can be a vulnerable time, but I think it's also a great challenge.
And what do you see as the next step in your career?
Just to try and solidify my place in the England team and maximise that for the years to come. I hopefully win many more tours with England and matches for them.
Thank you so much.